All right, welcome back to Messages to Me podcast. As you know, my name is Melissa James.
And my name's Sheldon.
First of all, he shouldn't have got it started yet. Oh, but okay. So, well, now I have to tell you, we have a special guest on today's episode of Messages to Me podcast, and he's Sheldon.
That is my name. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, Sheldon.
Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
I probably should have gave you, hey, this is my process, and
yeah,
I will tell you when to start.
It's just like, let's get into it.
Okay. Yeah. But either way, we're here together. This is actually my partner for life, and...
Wow. Big title.
So I decided to have him on the podcast because we always have really great conversations about random stuff.
We do.
And I feel like this should be exciting. He's going to join me in the regular, usual format, which is what did I dream? What did I learn? And what did I see? And as you know, we're always going forward with this regular sort of direction.
Regular. Okay. I thought it was a thing you do.
Okay. Now he's nitpicking. Anyways, so now that we've got some guidelines in place.
All right.
So Sheldon, how's your day?
My day, pretty good.
Okay.
Can't lie. Work finished early. I was far away. So it took like 2 hours and 40 minutes to drive back. But
yeah,
it was nice. It was warm outside. Traffic wasn't too bad.
I don't think I could, yeah.
No?
No.
You got to read more or listen to more audiobooks.
Regardless.
And I think I was on the phone with you.
Traveling on a regular basis for that long is just out of my scope of...
I was on the phone with you for like 40 minutes at least.
Was it that long?
It was, because it took me down like... I saw like an hour pass like easily.
Nice.
I was like, all right.
Well, that helped. Well,
yeah.
It's a good thing I called you.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been fine either way, but I appreciate you.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well, I got to lean in.
Because how was your day?
My day was great. I was in the kitchen. I was working. My commute is no more than 40 minutes at any given time.
Must be nice.
It really is. It was a good productive day.
Yeah.
I'm excited because that was the last of product creation days. And so now I can move on to give to people days.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's get into it.
All right.
So we're going to start off with, what did I dream?
Yes.
And because I know that you tend to forget your dreams, Sheldon is the type of person to forget his dreams right away.
So many.
It's just.
I don't even think about it. Like, I'll maybe think about it for 1 second in the morning, be like, oh, that was cool, or it was interesting, and then gone.
Literally.
Gone. Never think about it. Unless it's like, okay, I'll tell you what I dream. The only memorable dreams I do have is the dreams where I'm being chased and
always
shot at.
Yep. Every single time.
That's it. Those are the ones I'll remember in the morning. But yeah, I'm not going to lie, it's been a while.
Yeah. Is that a good sign?
I think so.
Because I feel like when it comes to dreams, especially when I have whatever dreams I have, they're telling me something.
Yeah.
About a suppressed feeling I'm experiencing in this life, in my awake life.
I think it's more, for me, it's more of a surrounded by fear, like an unknown fearfulness.
Yeah.
Right? Where you're not really, like, during the day, I'm not worried or fearful or anything like that. But at nighttime is where it expresses itself.
That makes a lot of sense, because you're not necessarily, like, overtly in touch with your emotions.
Yeah.
They're there, but it's not something that just, hey, I feel this. No, it's not coming out like
but
that.
But it will come up, like, it comes up when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think in the last, have to be over a year now, I haven't had any.
That's amazing. Watch tonight.
Ever since my daughter was born.
Life has just been different freedom.
Not as worried for myself, I guess.
True.
Yeah.
But also, it could be that things are really flowing for us at this point.
That is also true.
I mean, generally speaking, it just feels like things are good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're not having any dreams or you're being chased.
I know I had a dream the other day.
I know, and I'm just thinking about how you woke up and you're like, you wouldn't believe
Like it was a dream, like, I had to tell you. And
it was so intense.
Now I don't remember. Couldn't tell you. It was
far maybe by the time I get you on this podcast again. If you guys even like this guy, then maybe we could go over that dream that he had.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I think that's what we'll do. I'm actually going to hold this closer so I don't have to lean so forward every time. But yeah, that's okay. I think this is better. So I'm going to share my dream.
Please do.
And please help me interpret this because I did not understand it.
All right, no problem. I got you.
I told you a gist of it today. Yeah. And like, okay, well, first of all, good thing he's here with me. So I had a sex dream yesterday. Yeah, I really just needed you in my life.
Oh my gosh.
And then I had part of it again today. And that part of the dream, I was telling you, we were like trying to figure out where we're gonna leave our daughter. And we ended up saying, like, our house was on like this big span of land, but it was also but it was also like the rooms were separate, so we're like, okay, we could leave her in that part,
right.
And we crossed the whole land to go to the other room. Jeez. So we wouldn't wake her, right? So she'd be okay
and be just be that far away.
And like, it was just like, we didn't even get to it.
Yeah.
Because we were so worried about her waking up. So it was just this is imitating
very,
real
very
life.
True to life. You don't want her waking up at all.
So that was that. And then it switched out into, we were shopping for a wedding dress. But I knew I wasn't going to buy the wedding dress. We were in David's Bridal.
Right.
And that isn't where I was planning to go get my wedding dress. But right. We went because me and my mom specifically were like, well, my mom specifically was like, we should do this. So I was like, you know what? Let's go and do it. Just
it's,
because.
Honestly, it's good for her. You know, get that experience.
Yeah, I think that message was telling me, just let's go and do it.
Yeah.
Just for the experience.
Yeah.
And as we're walking, so keep in mind, it almost seemed like the wedding store was outside. So I could see like the sides of rocks, like on a mountainside on one side. And there was a wall in the middle, but there's no other walls in this store.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we're walking like this way, like we're going around the corner, browsing at some of the dresses. And then we go around that wall. And so I see one thing, and the person who's helping me isn't the most helpful. They're just pulling out random stuff.
Right.
Not even like, oh, maybe you should think of this, maybe this. They weren't really helping. And then there happened to be more people, like the bridesmaids, and you were there, and now a few other people were there. And the person just slowly stopped helping me and would like just grab something and give it to me. And in the beginning, she gave me a whole bunch of like, what's it called? Veils. She's like, here's a veil. Here's when another
you're
veil.
You're looking for a wedding dress.
Here's another veil. And I'm just like, so I tried on three veils. I should really look that up because a veil is very significant. But anyways, so then I'm like, I want a dress though. So that's when we started going around the store. And then at one point she just left and I was like, okay. So I went around to like the front counter and I was like, hey, can I speak to a manager? Because, you know, this lady's not really helping me. And they're like, well, let me know what happened. Tell me what happened. And I'm like, well, I was over there and my whole crew of people are there too. So we're looking for our dresses and she's just not responding. And she's like, oh, well, you're with a bunch of like gangbangers. And I'm like, what are you even talking about?
Shopping for your wedding dress.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't understand why, like, why are you acting like this?
Yeah.
So it wasn't making sense and it really upset me at that moment because I'm like, you're not even listening to me or hearing what I have to say. You're just assuming this thing about me. And then I went back and like I said this to her and then the person was like, thank you. And then that was the end of the dream. Like it was time to wake up or something. And I was like, okay, that's a dream.
That is a dream.
Yeah. So... okay.
Let me tell you what that means.
Tears are expert, apparently.
Racism.
It really has an impact.
It does.
Yeah.
On your life and your experience of, you know, this whole marriage and getting married and all that stuff. It's really just like you wanting to step away from normative lifestyle. I'm sorry. It's you.
What?
It's you wanting to step away from, you know, traditional, standing in traditions, doing things the way it's always been done, and just, you know, feeling comfortable doing things the way you want to do it.
Okay.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, having a wedding the way you want to have it, wearing what you want to wear.
Is that why we were outside, I guess?
Yeah.
It wasn't a traditional store?
It wasn't. It wasn't the way you, like,
yeah,
it's no shown to you to be done. So, I think it's you just wanting to get something different and getting that feedback from them, like, oh no, you're not doing what I want. Boom. You and your ragamuffin friends. Your gang members. No, just take this.
Like,
you're not following our traditions, doing it the way we want you.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so that's what that means. And the three veils is them wanting to cover your face.
Well, the thing is, none of the veils covered my face.
Okay.
All the veils, so that's what I'm like, wait a minute, I should have paid more attention to those veils. Mm. There were three different types of veils, and like one looked very traditional, one was more of your like more modern types. Mm. The other one was like, it was almost super traditional, moderately traditional, and then very like new age. But all of them went behind my head.
Okay.
And in my head, I'm like, but I want one to cover my face.
Right.
But none of them would.
Oh.
What's yeah. But the thing is, when you think of like, this can get really deep. The veil is being lifted is a statement used spiritually, or like, is it in esoteric terms? I don't know. It's the veil being lifted is a statement used to refer to our society no longer living in the illusion.
Right.
So the veil is being lifted.
Right.
So I'm wondering if it has also something to do with that. Just there's three different veils, maybe three different points in my life, and each veil is not over my face, like it's completely lifted.
That could be it.
But what's I don't know.
Have you had any awakenings in the last while?
Well, today I had a big one where I was crying. So maybe it's all connected. And not to mention, a friend was telling me about another friend who was kind of upset because of like their youth being in like gang related, but so they're getting threatened. And so I'm kind of like, that's random for me to hear after this dream where the person accused my people of being like gangbangers, right, knowing that they're not. But also like, it was almost like the dream foreshadowed something in this instance versus actually, I don't know. I just feel like there's so much hidden meanings. Maybe I really need to look this one up.
Dreams for you.
Yeah. But anyways, that was the dream.
Okay.
A whole lot. And I think I'm starting to worry about the wedding. Yeah. Just in the sense, like, we haven't taken any steps.
We have. We just have to make that final, the final decision on the place.
Yes.
Right? That way we can secure, okay, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we can let people know this is what we're doing.
I think, yeah.
And then once we let people know this is what we're doing, then we're like, hey, let's party because we know what we're doing.
True. We can enjoy the stages up to it. Yeah.
But it's like really just to figure out, okay.
Boom. That's true.
Boom, bam. This is what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
We're close. Yeah, that's true. We're close to figuring out the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it. But anyway, so the next thing is, what did I learn? So this is really anything that stood out to you, anything that is interesting. Yeah.
All right.
What did you learn this week, Sheldon? Or anytime soon.
Recently? I'll tell you, recently, Mel's been away and Sheldon has been a single father.
Okay.
I have.
I went to Quebec. Let me just give you that.
All by myself. For the last 5 days.
Why is he like this?
It was like Thursday to a Monday, basically.
Yes.
Single father. What did I learn? I learned, man, it is not easy. It is not easy. Any parent that has to go to work, figure out your child's daycare, not go to work because your child is crying at daycare, and have to come back and get them early. Mm-hmm. Figure out what your child is eating every day, not just once a day, but multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just being awake with your child all day.
Mm-hmm.
and playing and entertaining and soothing, taking naps. It's a lot. And then have to clean up after a full day of your child making a mess. You have to clean up the place.
You know, it's interesting.
Get it back in line for the next day.
Can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so interesting you say all these things because I know that experience so well.
Do you?
Not of a single parent.
Yeah.
But just all the things you list about, like, feeding them.
Yeah.
Cleaning up after. Spend the whole day.
Yeah.
I feel like those are really
real experience for you.
Yes, like my day to day.
Yeah.
For the last 15 months.
No, I get it completely.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I had someone to relieve me at the end. So I know I did have my mom for a little while. She did assist me. The one day I had to go to work randomly and she had to step in, but she was tired after too. I did have, I had your mom step in for a night.
Yep.
So she could relieve me for a night and they had fun. But the next day was crazy because her whole sleeping schedule was off.
Yep.
After their sleepover. So that was, it was difficult to deal with the next day because she's either tired or cranky or.
Can I ask what you learned?
What did I learn?
Yeah. I know you said you learned a lot in terms of like, it is a lot in general.
Oh, but things I did learn in terms of this whole process. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a lot to it.
Yeah.
But I did get to learn. I learned about my daughter a little bit better.
Yeah.
I learned how to feed her. And then when she doesn't want something, what's something else we can do it. And how we can feed her if she's not trying to eat what I'm trying to eat her.
Yeah.
Like, trying to feed her, sorry.
Yeah.
I learned how to just spend time. Yeah. And be present also, which was cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we got to learn how to connect, how to fall asleep. I don't really take naps, but we were taking naps, and I learned how to put her to take naps, you know? And
trust. I just learned that this week, too.
Yeah, and it worked.
For the longest time, I could not put her to sleep during the day. Like, everyone else was like, you got a rocker, you got...
It didn't matter.
It's
not how to put her sleep.
But yeah. That's nice.
It gave me a sense of having to be a parent, be a father. Because I always say, like, Mel makes it really easy to be like, oh, how's being a dad? I'm like, it's simple. It's you go to work, you come home, you bathe the kid, you have some food, put him to bed sometimes. That's it.
Like,
right? Easy during the day, easy peasy. But this whole experience of, you know, your partner not being there and you having to take on the full role, it really showed you what it's like. Okay, no, this is what it's like, you know, really being a parent type of thing.
Like being the end all be all. Yeah. Yeah.
Being and the primary caregiver.
I can honestly say when I came back, there was a complete shift in you. And I'm like, I wish this came sooner.
All you have to do is leave.
Legit.
Put the responsibility on me.
So
for
now
a
I know.
Bit.
My advice to all the new mothers out there, you need to leave the child with the dad for at least a few days. But because I realized like you were more proactive in certain regards because it's like you knew how to anticipate certain needs.
Yeah.
And you also just knew like you knew where to have fun versus where you needed to focus on getting something done for them, which is something that like I always kind of like admire on your end because I'm like, you can just have fun with her, whereas it's like I tend to focus on like, but I need to make sure her needs are met, right? And I think when I came back, I saw you start focusing on her needs being met versus just having fun.
Yeah.
And that honestly was like a breath of fresh air for me because I'm like, I'm not just coming into like, okay, gotta make sure.
Now you got.
No, now it was like, okay, I can breathe a little bit more.
Yeah.
And still address those needs, but now Sheldon is the partner in addressing those needs.
Yeah. I mean, like she said, I think every father, every parent, each parent, whoever is not used to doing it, you gotta take that time to do it because it's important, especially if you want to have a relationship where it's balanced, not just one end. You know, where the mother takes care of the father. Like, to have more of a balance and understanding for your partner, I think it's necessary for you to experience those things. Like they say, put your feet in their shoes type of thing.
Yeah.
Where you can really experience it because then you, first for one, you don't take them for granted.
you don't?
No, not at all. I don't take what you do for it. No, you're good.
Thank you.
And yeah, you learn to appreciate it. You don't just throw them.
You appreciate the partnership.
It's not just like, oh yeah, you're home with the kid all day. You don't go to work. You don't. Nah. No, it's
you know what? And work. I appreciate it too because I remember those points where I was just like, in your head, you're like, you know, maybe just put her down to watch a show, and you can get a few minutes to do your thing.
Oh yeah,
and it's like,
nah, what?
That's not how it works.
Put her down. So
as many times as I was like, Sheldon, this is not how it works.
No.
As much as you want me to do this, it doesn't work like that. she sees you on the computer and the computer is hers as well. So it's like, let's type together. Like,
what are we doing? What? We're on the computer? So it's like,
you know, you start to realize there's moments where they do start doing things independently,
yeah,
and you could kind of watch them, but there's very specific tasks,
yeah,
you can do in that time.
Yeah.
So it might be you could wash a few dishes, or you might be able to wipe a table. You might be able to fold a little clothes. For some reason, housework is more accessible when they're doing their own thing,
yeah,
versus you doing actual work or anything that looks productive.
Mm-mm.
They start looking at that as like,
mm-mm, we don't do that around here.
Playtime. So yeah. Wow. Yeah,
so big ups to you.
Big ups to
big
you.
Big ups to you as a mother.
I'm so happy you had the experience.
Yeah,
not because I wanted you to have a hard time or anything, but because I wanted you to really see what a day in the life of me looks like. And yeah, maybe not a day, because a day wouldn't have done enough, but a 2 days in life.
Yeah, a day is kind of easy.
But yeah, but then when you put the days together. Days,
we're going to sleep, we're waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. You also see why there's also some of that need to not escape, but take some time away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need the break. Yeah, you need imagine. The break. Yeah.
You get it. Out. No, I can imagine why.
You need
why
the break.
Yeah. It's necessary.
Yep.
But I love her.
You did so good.
I tried.
You did amazing. Her hair was done, y'all.
I even had to do her hair. Oh, my gosh. So even that was an experience
was the
of like.
Best.
Like I've done it here and there, but this was like full undo everything you did, wash her hair, you know, let it dry, and then not just leave it the way it is, but like redo it into something else. It was
yeah,
it was a learning experience, but
he
it was
great.
Fun. It was nice. She was like real settled while we were doing it.
Oh, well, nice.
Just based off the way I've seen you do it before, so we copied the same formula.
Yeah,
and we got it done.
Yeah,
I think next time I want to try actually braiding hair.
True. Funny, I don't braid her hair that much, you know?
No.
Just those two front braids, yeah.
I want to try that. I'm excited to learn.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to learn and grow.
I'm excited to
as
watch.
A parent and
sorry. No, okay, I'm so sorry. But that was, it's exciting to watch you go through this. Yeah, cool. Aw, yay, Sheldon.
So that is what I learned.
Yeah.
This week. What have you learned?
I'm not going to go too far because this episode might end up being like 7 hours.
No, okay, it's about me.
No, it's definitely about you because I want to hear what your messages to you have been.
Okay.
Like so far, you're not remembering dreams.
Never.
But then thinking back on the dreams that you do remember,
yeah,
it's like, oh, maybe things are actually all right right now.
Yeah.
Like that's a very clear indication that things emotionally especially are fairly settled with you. And then you in Phoenix time, like, I can do this. I'm a parent. It's like that moment where I was like, I'm a mother.
Yeah.
So it was almost like this was your epiphany or this is your moment like, of embodying fatherhood.
Yeah, like I'm a real like father. And not even that, but she is priority in front of a lot of other things.
Yeah.
So even when it comes to like going to work or even people calling for work and all kind of stuff.
You're just like,
there's a certain amount you can do, but then like at some point it's like, nah, like I can't answer a call. I can't do this service call. I can't. Unfortunately, no. Because you have this
your child.
Beautiful responsibility that you have to take care of.
Yeah. No. I like that. Oh, I'm only going to say this short thing. One thing I learned. Okay. And it was because of therapy yesterday. Did you know using 3 fingers and tapping on your collarbone? Like just tapping. It's actually called emotional something technique. But it's a way for your body checks in with itself. So whatever you're feeling in your heart, sometimes, you know, you can't get out what you feel or what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But just tapping, it actually brings your body back in alignment so that you can start to get out whatever those feelings are.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Like, through the session, I was like, but then I started tapping. I'm like, why am I getting emotional? So I'm like, oh, I got to keep using this just especially when I feel blocked here. So yeah, I want to share that because I'm like, I was trying to figure out how come after this long time before, like during therapy and before therapy, I felt like I couldn't tap in with myself the same way, like just checking with my heart. So it was good because now I have another technique to check in with my heart and really see what's going on.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else that I learned really quickly.
Yeah.
Very short. you know, when we hiccup?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
air gets trapped.
No, I heard this week that
on TikTok.
Yeah, I heard this week that we hiccup when we evolve from sea animals to mammals.
I think I did hear this.
It was us like getting the water out of our
really
our lungs or whatever, like breathing. That's how we started breathing air. It was like hiccup type of thing.
That makes sense though.
Yeah,
that actually makes a lot of sense.
So that's something I learned.
Cool.
Yeah,
we used to be sea animals
apparently,
but I wouldn't doubt it. We could have been so many things. There's not really any real way to know. Yeah. Well, they could say they can map it out, but I feel like it's possible. Anyway, wait till they see a human under the water.
Oh my gosh, not
with
the mermaids.
Like fins.
Not the mermaids.
Yes. Okay, and we're here at the last question of the day.
Okay.
A very important one, because I think we're so moved by things around us that it's important to ask this. Because why are you seeing certain things at certain times?
Right.
What does it really mean to you? My question for you, Sheldon. So deep. So deep. What have you seen recently? What happenings outside of your inner work, your mental, your dream, have you taken note of and has shifted you or made you think different?
I don't know if it made me think differently, but I'll tell you about an experience that I experienced recently.
Okay.
And it's a very commonplace experience that I have all the time. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, this is one that like didn't really impact me, but is memorable to
yeah.
me. So I went to a gas station the other day and I was leaving the gas station. And as I'm leaving, I see this older black man, look like an African man, coming to the gas station. So I kind of double back and like hold the door open for him so he can go in. And he's like, oh, thank you. Like, thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
Right. And like holding the door for someone is pretty normal.
Yeah.
Pretty regular. I hold it for older, younger,
generally,
white, black, brown, everybody, whoever cares. But just that experience of him acknowledging me as his brother.
Come on in closer. Let the people see.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Just that experience of him acknowledging me as his brother, you know, even though he's an older gentleman type of thing. And, you know, because you forget sometimes that we are, you know, we're all one.
We're all one.
Similar.
Yeah.
We're all this. But it's like when someone acknowledges you and say, hey, you know, thank you, my brother. Not just like, thank you, sir. Or thank you, ma'am. Or thank you,
whatever. Yeah. Or just thanks.
Yeah. Or just thanks. Like, it really is memorable to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's something a little different. Aww. Something unheard of.
That's true. I think it like almost like pushed you back into that. Oh, yeah. We are one. Yeah. Like we could treat each other as one. And it also probably like gave you a sense of like, it's not a term of endearment in the same way you might think romantically, but a term of like a term of endearment that you can say to each other in a friendly, meaning way. And, you know,
when I saw him, like, it felt like a way to honor somebody.
Yeah.
You know, one of your elders type of thing.
Aww.
You know,
this is such a sweet moment.
Which I think is something very important for us to remember to do, is to honor our elders.
Yeah.
You know, care for them, make sure they're good, you know, hold doors open for them. Something as simple as that.
Yeah.
I think really brings like you're showing them that, hey, you live the life of someone who looks like me. Now
you made it.
You
made
it
through.
Right? And we got to appreciate you.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
You know, it's interesting. Like, because when you think of honoring your elders, we often think of like ceremonially, but it's like, well, honor could take place in so many different spaces. And just saying thank you is a very easy and quick way to honor your elders and honor people around you, really. So I like it.
Yeah. So do I
like that.
Again, it's something that I have experienced that I don't really normally think about after.
Yeah.
Right, like it's just passed me by holding the door for somebody, but for this, it felt like something a little bit more important and meaningful.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Sheldon didn't want to share this, but I was like, no, if you're talking about like it's done something more than you think. Like, it's interesting how we downplay like certain things that happen in our life, but at the same time, they were very meaningful. Even if it was just for a split second, it did something to you.
Yeah.
It's like a little, what's the word? You know when the light like goes off?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, the light went off for you at that moment. And we want more of those experiences for people because it reminds them that we're alive and like we're here honoring each other and connected to each other.
Yeah, no, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
To talk about it, because, again.
You're like, nah.
I'd be like, yeah.
I'm going to talk about this other stuff.
Whatever, trying to think about something else. But no, that's, yeah, right, it's meaningful and important.
On that topic, I will say what I saw this week, because I was away. I went to Quebec, and that was my nice little getaway from Sheldon and my family and all of the goodies. But just a really quick thing, which was, you know how people go to Quebec often? Mm. And they're like, Quebecois are like mean people, and they're just like, they're racist, they're mean, they're rude, yeah, they're all those things. So we were talking about the fact that, like, when we go there, I haven't had much of those experiences, except the odd time where people are staring at you, or I shouldn't say people, a person is staring at you. And in my head, I was like, I feel like when I go out there, generally I keep my blinders on until that moment happens. Mm. And then I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I also feel there's a difference. When I go into Quebec, I feel like when I get a stare, usually it's not in just Montreal. It's Quebec City, or no, not even in Quebec City. Like in a smaller town in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And it's more like a, what? Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I've never seen you around here. Whereas I feel like when I do get a stare over here in the city where there's lots of people of color, I know very clearly that stare is not a, what are you doing here?
Right.
It's a,
like, what are you doing
here? Yeah. So, like, it's interesting because obviously I can't talk to them to know for sure. But to me, the stare I get in Quebec, I will take that over the stares I get over here from people who are literally just racist and not interested in me being in their space.
Yeah.
You know? And then also, like, the hospitality there was so high level. Like, we didn't look like rich girls. It was a group of us. We didn't look rich. We just looked like regular Black girls just out and about. And everyone was so hospitable. Just how they welcomed us in the restaurants. Like, they could have stuck their nose up at any given point. Because we're going into restaurants that, obviously, like, these are fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
But they really just, like, no, service was great. It was like, it doesn't really matter who you are.
Yeah.
I've had worse service. And obviously, I've had worse service here because I've just had more experiences here, right, so that makes sense.
Right.
But till this day, I can't say I've had a bad experience in Quebec.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I feel like, to a degree, the Quebecois are misunderstood. But I also feel like maybe if you go in with an openness
yeah.
to just experience their culture and just whatever they have to offer,
you know,
it might be a different experience. It could be that for me.
Always put a spotlight on the more negative situations.
That's true.
So you are going to see and hear of, like, the worst of the worst, because they're literally the worst and people want to speak about it.
That's true.
When good things happen, like, you just be like, some people just take it, be like, yeah, good. I had a good time.
I've really had enjoyable. A great time.
No one's going to be like, oh, man, I got to get on the internet and tell about how good of a time I had.
Yeah.
In Quebec.
It's so true.
It was so good.
And, like, even when we tell people about the good times we had, we're like, oh, we just got to make it a quick story so people can see the fun.
Yeah.
It's not like, let me expand on this good time.
On the negative,
we really want to expand.
You're going to
go to five story times.
Oh, you're going to go there, but you're going to leave, like, cap lock.
Yeah.
And you're gonna do all that kind of stuff on you.
Yeah. you keep slowly just
trying to get to the mic.
Yeah, but it's true. Yeah, people really like to expand on get
they
back
do.
Here.
I'm just saying they really do.
They really do expand on the negativity, and it's like, it's not really needed.
No.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I'm glad you had a good time.
I had a
away from your family.
I miss them so much. I cried when I got back. Oh, my baby girl. But yeah. It was very nice to get that time, and I appreciate that you gave that to me.
Not a problem.
I also appreciate you being here on my podcast,
hey,
Messages to Me.
Messages to Us.
Sharing the messages that you received from every part of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Just ring my agent next time you need me, and I'll be back.
Well,
I'll fly back to the city.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
thank you again for tuning in. Please tune into next week's episode and leave some comments below about what you thought, or even questions, or even some of the messages you received this week. Take care.